Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. There's no doubt about it. Every person who exercises regularly, whether an athlete or not, will have to cope with lack of enthusiasm at one time or another. So how can you stay motivated to work out? Just Do It was one of Nike's rallying slogans of the late 90s, but sometimes it can be tough to live up to. In fact, every person who decides to exercise will face, sooner or later, a lack of motivation, boredom, or burnout with a fitness program. Well, our guest today, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, is an expert in healthy living and high-level wellness and fitness, as well as exercise motivation. In fact, she was the first fitness trainer in Los Angeles decades ago, and to this day, among other things, she still works with lots of celebrities and Fortune 500 leaders in her hometown of Brentwood in Los Angeles and worldwide to get and keep them healthy and fit. Let's find out her secrets now to stay motivated to exercise and preventing exercise burnout. Dr. Susan, welcome back to the program.
Hey, Rick. I love this topic because I'm asked this, close to the top of the list besides what can I do for depression and how can I lose weight, how can I stay motivated to exercise? So I love this topic, and because our time is always limited, remember, you can go to my website and SusanSmithJones.com. In the navigation bar, it says webinars, and you click on that, and right there at the top is one of my many webinars all about invest in yourself with exercise, where here I am talking in much greater detail than we'll have time to cover today, all these topics about exercise, motivation, and much more about exercise, how it really benefits the body.
And that's a free webinar that you can find, and we'll give you this information throughout the program on Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. I could have used you a couple of hours ago. We're out doing our walk, bright sunshine, feel like temperature 104. My body is screaming, are you crazy? I really could have used your motivation. So I'm going to take notes and to pass them along to my wife as we finish the program here today. Let's talk about why exercise and fitness, why they're such an important part of staying healthy and vibrantly youthful at any age. And then I'm going to ask you, is it possible to be healthy without exercising regularly? And I'm asking for a friend.
Yes, you can't be vibrantly healthy if exercise isn't part of the program.
Okay.
And that usually involves some type of aerobic activity like power walking, you know, jogging, swimming, cycling. You might have a rower at home. It's always good to have one piece of aerobic equipment at home. Maybe you use a treadmill. And then you also want to add to that a couple, two, three times a week, strength training to build muscle, to bring some body parts back up north that have fallen south. And it helps to release the human growth hormone in your body, which will keep you young well into your senior years. And then on top of the aerobic and also the weight training, some type of stretching. Those three make the perfect trilogy, the perfect combination to keep you healthy and fit throughout your entire life. And you know that for 30 years at UCLA, I taught students, staff, and faculty how to be healthy and fit. And I learned so much about keeping people motivated with the thousands of people I worked with over those decades.
With us on the program is Susan Smith-Jones, PhD. The topic is exercise motivation. Much more on our website, including the free webinar. We'll give you that information as we go through our conversation. Susan, let's go through briefly some of your best tips on how anyone can stay motivated to exercise and prevent exercise burnout. And by the way, all the information, as I say, free webinar, Susan's latest books, we'll go through all that. But give us some of your best tips. Touch the surface here. We don't have time to touch everything in detail, but give us some tips that will help us stay motivated to enjoy and prosper with our workouts.
Yeah, love it. All right, so number one, right on the top, would be make a commitment. You always want to arrange your personal circumstances so that your lifestyle supports your commitment. If you're married to someone and you've got to get up or you made a commitment to work out early in the morning, ask your partner to not encourage you to stay in bed early in the morning because you've got to get outside to work out. Maybe you have your family, your kids work out with you, but remember that the prime reason for you to work out is because it's important for you, not because someone else says to you, you better start working out, you're not looking as good as you used to. You do it for you, and make sure you have the right shoes, the right clothes, whatever you need, so you don't have any of these excuses that will sabotage your commitment.
How about consistency? How important is that?
Key. It is so important. Repetition is the key to mastery. Lack of it is the road to failure. And Benjamin Franklin once said that it takes 21 days to make or break a habit. So it takes at least 21 days for your mind and body to create a new exercise habit. If you're new to it or you haven't exercised in a long time, you want to go 21 days in a row. And during this time, remind yourself that for 21 days, you're going to stick with your program. There'll be days you don't want to work out. Your mind will, the babbler part of your mind will say, you've done so well for 5 days. You can take 3 days off. You say, thank you, mind, but I've made a commitment for 21 days. After 21 days, you're most likely to look forward to the workout, and you'll see results already.
How important is it before you start working out or maybe reassessing your workout to have goals? Is that a key rather than just, okay, I'm going to go exercise and randomly exercise? How important is it to focus and to have goals?
Yes, very important because they keep you on track. They give you a purpose. They give you something to achieve. And I always say write down realistic, I'll talk about what that is in a moment, short and long-term goals, because having goals provides a path for success and then a gauge to measure your accomplishments. And in addition to a concise list of goals, create a step-by-step plan for achieving them. Let's just say you're new to working out or haven't worked out in a year. Maybe a short-term goal is that for the next month, 6 days a week, you're going to get up and in the morning start your day with a workout, whether you meet a friend or you now have a piece of aerobic equipment in the corner of a bedroom. So you've got that as a short-term goal. Maybe your long-term goal is in 3 months you want to be 10 to 30 pounds leaner. And maybe in 6 months you'd like to do a 10K. Write those down and put them where you see them. Put these goals where you can see them often. Right on the refrigerator door is often a good place to put them.
So basically reaffirming the fitness goals, maybe even what on a daily basis, is crucial to success.
Yes, absolutely. And again, if you put these goals, long and short term, in a drawer that you don't open very often, you know, everything else is going to get in the way. It's good to have daily reminders. So the refrigerator, a kitchen cupboard, a bedroom closet on the outside, you know, post these goals. Reaffirming them every
yes.
day. Okay, I made an agreement that tomorrow I've got to get up early, so I better get better sleep tonight. Let me make sure I have the clean workout clothes. And as you achieve each goal, Rick, you want to then set new ones.
Our topic today on This Week in America is exercise motivation, 16 surefire tips to enjoy, enrich, and energize your workouts with Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, an expert in healthy living and high-level fitness, as well as exercise motivation. Her website is susansmithjones.com. There you'll find information on her latest books, which touch on exercise, and the free webinar we talked about. Go to the navigation bar and put in exercise and and it will be there in much more detail than we're able to do on this program today. You said something a few minutes ago that I find interesting, like keeping track. How important is that? Sometimes people keep lists. Is that something we should be doing to sort of track our fitness?
Yes, I love that. Yeah, you want to all the time to plan your workouts in advance. Like this week, maybe you say 3 days a week I'm going to do a walk outdoors. 2 days a week I'm going to do the weights inside the corner of my bedroom or living room, or if you're lucky enough to have a little mini home gym, that's lovely. Maybe, and remember, aerobic weight training and stretching. So plan ahead, and maybe you've got company in town, and maybe you're lucky enough to live near the ocean, or I'm blessed because I'm right near the Santa Monica Bay, the ocean, and I've got all my Santa Monica Mountains. My favorite activity is always to exercise outdoors. So I always know in advance the days I'm going to hike, or maybe go do the walk at the beach, or maybe just do weight training in my home. And I love that. And then what I do is I print out, Rick, I don't think I've ever told you this, but every month I print out, I'm looking at it right here on my desk. It's a calendar, and it's got squares. It's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. There are no dates on it. I fill in the date on the corner. They're empty squares, and I put it on my refrigerator door or keep it on my desk where I do see it daily, and I fill in the squares of what I did. So this morning I've already filled in pushaways. I'll talk about that in a little bit. Hike, I already said hike, 70 minutes. I like to put down exactly what I've done, because maybe next time I'll do 75 minutes. I put down stretching, and then I put down weights, and then I vary. Like one day I'll do chest, tricep, and shoulders. Another day I'll, then the next day I'll let those muscle parts rest, and I do back, bicep, and maybe some leg work in my gym. And when I don't want to leave any of these squares empty. And it's very motivating when you make a promise to yourself, a commitment,
yes,
to stick with the exercise. Sometimes if you don't see this calendar in front of you with all the squares filled in, you forget the commitment. So I get very enthusiastic and motivated to fill in these squares.
That helps you motivate yourself. Is it helpful when we share our fitness goals with a friend? Is that beneficial?
Yeah, I do love that. I am, fortunately, I'm very highly motivated because I know how much better I feel physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually when I work out. I know things just don't seem to go as smoothly throughout the day if I don't have a workout. But I know a lot of other people aren't quite as motivated as I am, and I've got friends all over the country and clients, some in this area too, and I ask them just to let me know with maybe an email or a quick telephone call, let me know that they did their workout today. So that way I can help keep them accountable. So sometimes that's a good thing to do. And like one of my best friends lives in Florida, Ginny, and she's doing a walking program. She's got to go really early in the morning because you know how hot it is
yes,
there.
Yes, it's very hot.
Yeah, and so every time I talk to her, I'll say, now tell me about your workout today. How'd you do? And she feels very proud to tell me. So, it's just good. Check up on your friends, or if you could say to your husband, your wife, a family member, a best friend, check up on me, and I'll let you know how I'm doing with my exercise program.
We're talking about exercise motivation. You're listening to This Week in America. Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, is our guest on the program. Much more information, including a free webinar at our website, SusanSmithJones.com. Much more on today's program, and we're back with Dr. Susan right after these messages. We're back. Our guest on the program, Susan Smith-Jones, PhD. The topic, exercise motivation, 16 surefire tips to enjoy, enrich, and energize your workouts. Information on our website, SusanSmithJones.com. Going through the list of 16, let's talk about being realistic. Sometimes we're out for a week and we're ready, we think, for the New York Marathon. How important is it to be realistic to get the most out of our workouts?
Yes. Now, I always say, this goes with making goals too, don't set yourself up to fail.
Yes.
If you haven't worked out in a long time and you've just started a walking program and maybe you're up to 2 miles nonstop, don't make as one of your goals to run a marathon the end of the month. Don't set yourself up to fail. And it's always good to exercise with a friend, too, because maybe early in the morning, maybe it's cold and a little dark outside, and you know you've got to get out to do the workout outdoors. Sometimes the bed seems a lot more cozy than getting up, getting dressed, going outside. But if a friend's waiting for you at the end of the block because you agreed to work out together, it can sometimes be a little easier when a friend can give you support and you can help each other with your commitments. And then if you're exercising alone, often music. Sometimes your favorite music, if you're lifting weights or treadmill or rower like I like to do, then that will help give you that motivation. When I'm hiking in the mountains, I like the sound of nature. I wouldn't bring music up there. I like the birds, the breeze, kissing
yes.
the trees, the flowing water in the creek. That's the best music to me.
You talk to people from time to time who have tried working out, and they say they get bored. It's like it's the same thing every day. How important is adding variety to your workout to keep it fresh?
Yeah. Yes, very important. And we often refer to that as cross-training or varying your activities will help prevent the boredom. It ensures a more balanced body fitness and reduces your risk of injury. So like I said, maybe 3 days a week, maybe you go to the gym to lift weights. Maybe you take an aerobic class. Maybe you do Pilates. Perhaps on the alternate days, you exercise outdoors. Maybe you bike, hike, swim, jogging, power walking. Variety is the spice of life, and it's true when it comes to exercise. I've mentioned to you before about being out in nature. And I'll skip to that one right now. It's really good whenever possible to get outdoors. I don't want you to get in a rut of only working out in a gym or in your home, because when you're out in nature, you breathe in those health-enhancing negative ions that lift your spirit. The exercise seems to go by quicker. It just feels great being outdoors. I also, when I hike, like to focus on the beauty and the natural environment during the workout. It literally lifts your body. It increases more endorphins from the workout than working out indoors. And if you're like I am and you like to work out in the morning, it sets a positive tone for the rest of the day. And speaking of nature and outdoors, we've talked about this before. And if you're lucky enough to have a local park, live near a beach, or you have some grass in the backyard, green grass you can walk on barefoot. And by the way, if you go to my website and in the search bar, put earthing, and you can read about the benefits of earthing, how walking barefoot on the natural earth, not cement or asphalt, the natural earth can transfer the earth's electrons from the ground into the body and reduce inflammation, help you sleep better, give you relief from depression, help you lose weight easier, help your brain to focus, reduce pain. It's phenomenal. And right now, and if you don't have a backyard, you can't get out in nature, because I would not hike barefoot. I want to protect my feet. But right under my desk, my feet are on an earthing mat, and I have a set of dumbbells on the floor next to my desk chair right here. They're 12 pounds. And what I do every 15 to 20 minutes, and my feet right now are barefoot on my earthing mat. And so I stand up. You can't see me doing this, but I'm standing up. I've got one dumbbell in my arm. I might do bicep curls or shoulder lifts or, you know, a tricep extension, bending over. I'll do that for a few seconds. I'll put the weights back down, and I'll sit down and finish working at my desk. I have an earthing mat in the living room where I actually have my rower, I have a bench, and I have a few other dumbbells. So when I'm lifting dumbbells and I can't go outside in the back, and I'm talking about weights, not people, and I can't go out in my backyard on the grass for whatever reason and I'm in a hurry, I'll stand barefoot on my earthing mat. So I get the benefit of doing earthing, but I'm still inside my house. So just so if anyone doesn't know about this, go to my website, SusanSmithJones.com, and in the search bar, put earthing or grounding, and a page will come up, and you'll get a one-hour documentary on all the benefits of earthing. It's so good for your body. And then you can get these earthing mats. I usually get a dozen at a time. They give me 20% off. They'll give anyone listening 20% off with the code Susan20 and the telephone number to order them. And you get free shipping, too, with the discount code is 256-285-4352. 256-285-4352. I keep one done under my desk. I have one at the bottom of my bed on top of the fitted sheet so that my lower leg and legs and feet are on that mat grounding all night long. And I keep one in front of a chair where I sit to watch TV. And so, you know, it's just easier than moving the mats around your house as needed. But these will really make a difference, giving you energy, making you more positive, helping your life. And so watch that documentary with medical doctors and some famous people, stars you would know about, telling you exactly what happens in your body when you earth, because we're always in shoes that insulate us from the earth's positive energy.
All of that and so much more information on Dr. Susan's website, which is very simple. Her name, SusanSmithJones.com. Information on her newest books, Invest in Yourself with Exercise, Uplifted, 12 Minutes to More Joy, Wired for High-Level Wellness, the free webinars she's talked about, including the one on exercise, and all of that is on Dr. Susan's website, and you can find out more information, of course, and link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I'm big on visualization. How important is that? Is that helpful in trying to visualize your fitness goals? Will that help us achieve them better?
Yes. You know, your subconscious part of your mind doesn't know the difference between reality and fantasy. And if you visualize the end result of something you want, maybe you see your body strong and fit at your desired weight. Maybe you see yourself strong when you're going up the hill or riding your bike or swimming, that will help keep you motivated, keep you on course, and hasten your success. In one of my latest books, Uplifted, not only do I talk a lot about visualization, but I also talk about why you want to use affirmations. Affirmations, and there are 130 affirmations for you in my Uplifted book, on all different areas in your life, from your prosperity to your success in life to your eating habits to your exercise to healing your body. I've got 130 divided into different categories, so I've done them for you. But they can be mental. You can say them out loud. You can write them down like I do on cards. I have different affirmations around my home. You can record them with your voice to play back, but you select a phrase that embodies your goal, working from the end of that idealized condition. In other words, you see yourself, first visualize and write down as though you've already accomplished the goal. And they should always, Rick, be positive and in the present. For example, instead of saying, I will never eat junk food and I am not fat, say, I choose healthy foods that support my fit, lean body. Present tense and always in the positive, not negative. This will make a huge difference. If you keep your mind positive, you're always attracting back to yourself the equivalency of what you think, you feel, you say, you do. You've got, and you're in charge of your beautiful brain. My grandmother used to say to me that your attitude is your mind's paintbrush. It can color anything. You want to keep your attitude, your mind, your words, your visions positive.
How about taking time off? We exercise 5, 6, some people 7 days a week. Do we need to rest? Do we need at least one day to sort of recuperate?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. After your 21-day, initial 21-day period of daily exercise is over as a way to reestablish this new habit, and then it's good, take one day off. I don't ever just sit around and do nothing on the day off. I might do pushaways. It was that's a term I coined way back in the 70s, a few years ago, where maybe on my kitchen island or my kitchen counter or maybe somewhere else in my house, it's like a push-up, but you're not all the way down on the ground. You just push away from the counter. That's why I coined it as a pushaway. So on my seventh day of rest, I might do extra stretching and maybe pushaways and, you know, just a little bit to still be a little bit active. Maybe if I have to do errands or grocery shopping, I park at the far end of the parking lot. And so I get to walk a little bit farther up to the store door, something like that.
How about we feel good about ourselves? We've done what we're supposed to do. We're in the right mindset. We feel we're making progress. Now we want to reward ourselves. Should we?
I love that. Yes, because rewards increase motivation and they create positive associations towards your exercise program. So maybe every week or two that you stay on your program, that your commitment, treat yourself to something special. Maybe a massage. Maybe you have your loved one massage your feet. Maybe you do a movie. Maybe you put a special hydrating mask on your face or get a facial. Maybe you go to your favorite cafe for tea and a snack. It kind of gives you something to look forward to, that you get this reward, and it gives you a chance to think, wow, I made a commitment. I kept my word. My word is gold, and I'm seeing results on my body. I feel better mentally.
Yes.
Physically, spiritually, I'm going to keep this up.
So the buffet at Bob's Pasta Palace is okay. That would be a good reward.
Probably not very often.
Okay, well, I've crossed that off my list here. Boy, the time has gone by so quickly. So much more on Dr. Susan's website. We'll give you all that in conclusion here in a few minutes. Can you summarize a little bit for us? Maybe some people that are saying that all sounds good, but I'm not sure I can implement all of that in my life to get on the track to fitness. Sort of summarize and what we can do. Tie it all together here to give us that final spurt of inspiration.
Yes. Now, the 21 consecutive days is like magic. And when your heart, your mind, your soul knows that you're going to do this for 21 days, excuses will come up. But you just push them aside, and your self-esteem and confidence will boost after the 21 days, and you'll begin to see great changes in your body, more energy, sleep better, your skin looks better, your stomach is flatter, you're getting stronger. It is so wonderful when you're into weight training like I am, when all of a sudden you can do 5 push-ups, but the next week you can do 8 or 9, and then 3 weeks later, you're up to 21. It just is wonderful and more wonderful what exercise can do for the body. So make sure that you're consistent And I always like to say that you can refuel your enthusiasm and keep yourself motivated on whatever it's going on in your life by setting goals and applauding your triumphs and achievements. And this goes for what you eat, your sleep patterns, everything about your life. You can refuel your enthusiasm and keep yourself motivated when you set goals and then you applaud and reward your triumphs and achievements.
I mentioned before several of your latest books. Where's the best place to get information on your books and order them as well?
Yeah, well, go to my website, SusanSmithJones.com. Don't forget, right there in the navigation bar, you'll see the word webinars. The first one is all about exercise, everything you need to know about how people that exercise make more money. They've got better brains. It helps with all kinds of mental health issues and 100 more things. You'll love that webinar. And then make sure that you go to the search bar and put in earthing or grounding, because everyone should look at this one-hour documentary. If you don't have an hour, start with 10 minutes and then come back to it. It's amazing what just earthing, going out maybe in your backyard for 10 minutes, walking barefoot, can do for the health and healing of your entire body. And if you don't have a backyard and you work at your desk a lot like I do, it's always good to have a mat under your desk that you put your bare feet on, like mine are right now.
And all this information on the website. Also, while there, sign up for the free monthly newsletter. Tell us about that, because it's a wealth of information, new information, a very entertaining presentation every month. How do we sign up for that?
Yes. Well, it only comes out once a month, the end of the month for the following month, with real good cutting edge info to keep your body healthy physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And you just go to the homepage of my website. It says monthly free healthy living newsletters. It takes about 10 seconds to sign up. And probably if you were getting one book, go for Uplifted, 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality, which has a lot about exercise and about achieving your goals, about visualization with affirmations. It's really good for mental health, and you can get it on my website. I can send you a personally autographed copy, or you can just go right to Amazon. There's a link on my website to go to the Amazon page, and you can get it there. It's a life-changing book that I love to autograph it. All the autograph copies come with a personal note card from me and a bookmark, and I send them all over the world. I autograph it myself. I go wait in line at the post office. Everyone who gets one of these books is like my extended family. And so the little note card that I write in my handwriting can go right in your book, and you can keep that forever.
All of this on Dr. Susan's website. Very simple, SusanSmithJones.com. Our guest on the program has been Dr. Susan Smith Jones. The topic today, exercise motivation, 16 surefire tips to enjoy, enrich, and energize your workouts. Dr. Susan, always a pleasure. Looking forward to our chat again next month, something very important health-wise that we'll be talking about. Excellent program today. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. I look forward to our next opportunity.
And all the information on today's program, you'll find Dr. Susan's website, Exercise Motivation. It's what you're looking for. The free webinar there. You in the navigation bar, you find webinars and exercise will pop up. And a wealth of information there. Much more on the website, SusanSmithJones.com. And, of course, link on by going to our website, ThisWeekInAmerica.us. We are back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.